I mean, this was talked about a month ago. It was Rob Domofsky of the Green Bay Gazette first brought it out, and some were poo-pooing it at the time, but it has come to fruition. The trustees said yes, they're leaving.
I'm talking to Rob before I play the lottery.
In fact, they are going to be a part of the Horizon next year. It's a big blow for the summit today. Joining us on the fan line, our good friend from WDAY Television in Fargo, Dom Izzo. Hey, Dom. Good afternoon.
How's it going, boys?
Pretty good. Pretty good. First, how big a blow is this, in your mind, to the Summit League that Oakland is going to be gone?
It's big. I mean, it's Bison fans can just look to 2009. It was Oakland who was the team that nearly stopped them from going to the their first NCAA tournament in Sioux Falls that year. And right next to Oral Roberts, that was the game that everybody got up for. Jack fans would agree. I would think Coyote fans who got to see Oakland for the first time this past year would agree with that sentiment as well. And it's another draw that is now gone. And, you know, I had heard this a year ago, guys, when Butler left the Horizon, that they were thinking about pilfering Oakland back then. Saul Phillips told me today when they were out there, they didn't have the Summit League painted on the floor, on their basketball floor. They had stickers. So they were already kind of making the the intimation that they didn't want to be there all that long. And that's, of course, been over, you know, Greg Campy, their head coach, he's a great guy, and he's the best soundbite next to Saul, in my mind, in the Summit League. He made no bones about it last summer. He said, we want to be in the Horizon. And so this isn't a shock to any of the schools involved, but it certainly is a big blow.
Well, I think Tom Duple knew about it long ago, too, because already today they've adjusted the schedules accordingly. Yeah. They're going to go with the mirror schedule with basketball on Thursdays and Saturdays. So I'm sure Tom, this is not a good day for Tom Duple either. He's got to be a little frustrated.
No doubt, and it's just it stinks, because I was talking with your good friend of mine as well, with Terry Vanderbeck, about the mirror scheduling. It looked like we were going to get rid of that, which I thought was a bonus for everybody, and
yes,
have games maybe throughout the week. And now to have this come back, it's disappointing, just because there are a lot of teams, guys, that just don't draw well, especially on their women's side, and that's the disappointing part about this. But to your point, I have to imagine he's already got some schools on the back burner. You know, if you look at the WAC, and we talked about this, you know, it seems like every time, and I'm sorry we do this every time on the show, but if you were to go ask any of those WAC teams like Chicago State, hey, you want to come in the Summit League, I think they would come in a heartbeat to go into the Summit. Considering the base offices for the Summit are in nearby Chicago, I think they would come back. It's ironic because they kicked Chicago State out of the league, but right now you never say never about anything, because – with conference realignment, it's like Thunderdome. There are no rules.
Right. And I think there's two options. One of them is finding, you know, teams that are already in a conference to come join you. One, specifically University of North Dakota. I have no idea who the second one would be, because then that would give you 10 schools. The other one is merging. And I really believe that one thing they should look at is the Missouri Valley football and Missouri Valley basketball and the Summit all get together to become one big super conference.
Boy, that makes too much sense, Greg, for that to happen. I can't see that. I don't know,
well,
because I know there's a lot of hesitation on the Missouri Valley, the Missouri Valley basketball schools to come here, to come to the Dakotas. That's been the biggest stumbling block from all the research I've done, because obviously we talked about this before with both the Dakotas and the Missouri Valley. I don't see that happening. What I do see happening, and this, you know, my predictions never go right anyway, so why not? I think a top-end Northern Sun school, a St. Cloud State, an MSU Mankato, maybe goes the Omaha route. They drop football and move everything else up to Division I. They already have D1 hockey like Omaha does. So does Mankato. So does St. Cloud State. St. Cloud State already had to save its football program once. It was on life support a couple years ago. I know Mankato football is really, really good. But I wouldn't be surprised with that. The only downside is you'd have two transitioning teams going to Division One, because obviously Omaha still has a couple years left before they're done. But
right, right.
I think that's an option as well.
What about North Dakota State? And I'm just putting this one out for you. They see the instability of what's happening in the Summit League. What if they said, you know what, we're going to stay away from the Summit, and you know what, we're going to go to the Big Sky.
I don't
join
see it
UND out there.
I do not see it happening, guys. I think grudges die hard in this part of the world. The Big Sky turned NDSU away back in 2005 when they wanted to get in so badly. And now, and just I've done the travel in the Big Sky for a couple of trips. NDSU, obviously, at Eastern Washington a couple years ago, you guys remember, in the FCS mm-hmm. playoffs. And that was a grind. That's two flights. We had to go from Fargo to Denver, Denver to Spokane, and that's still another 30 minutes to Cheney, where Eastern Washington is. And UND is doing that all the time, and I can't imagine that it's not cheap if you have flights going to Portland, to Flagstaff, Sacramento, Pocatello, Idaho. I just can't imagine that NDSU would want to get on board with that, even if they had a travel partner with UND. I just don't see that materializing.
We're going to see
it. As long as they still have the automatic qualifier in the Summit League, they're not going anywhere.
By the way, speaking of which, and that's where I was going to go, Dom Izzo, WDAY Television, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Already the word out is that for the postseason men and women's tournament in Sioux Falls next year, 7 teams qualify,
right,
and the top team gets a bye. Man.
And, you know, for teams like, you know, for NDSU, firmly expects that they'll be a contender in the league. I talked with Saul Phillips today, the Bison head coach, and he's not to underestimate what Denver has. Obviously, the Jacks are going to be talented, knowing what they lost, but they still bring back quite a bit of their core guys. That it's certainly become a lot easier road, and certainly for the Jack women, to win that conference tournament again if they're going to get a bye into the semifinals. But
by the way, there's only going to be 2 games on Saturday instead of 4 games this
year. And that's a blow, too, to Sioux Falls as well. You guys have seen it. I have as well, how huge it's been, and that's certainly something that's they got to take into effect with how much money they're going to lose, and considering they're losing 2 games off the plate, and you'd always guarantee that it probably be the Jacks playing at least one of those games on Saturday, and that's definitely going to be a big financial blow as well.
One of the other big news items that came out of today, Dom, was the fact that Minnesota's pulled SDSU from their football schedule in 2015, replacing it with TCU. Even though it sounds like SDSU and TCU will play in 2015, so Jacks are still going to get that game. But could this be the beginning of the end of that relationship and the scheduling that we had talked about
with the FCS teams?
I unfortunately, but it looks like it. I mean, the Big Ten right now is solo in that stance, guys, because we've seen no other conference of the BCS schools to come out and support it. And to be honest, it makes no sense whatsoever. I think individual schools should make the call on this. Purdue, Minnesota, Indiana, Illinois, Northwestern, as long as an FCS game is going to count towards a bowl win, they're going to want to play an FCS every single year, because that's the way to get them to 6 or 7 wins and get them bowl eligible. I just, you know, Michigan's and Michigan State's and Young and Ohio State's, they can pick and choose when they want to play an FCS. They don't do it. They do it maybe like once every 3 or 4 years. To be honest with you, though, I think it's a massive upgrade for the Jacks. Granted, it's going to be a lot harder game for them to win, but to play a Big 12 school and get paid handsomely for it, that's a win-win in my mind for SDSU to go play at Fort Worth in a few years. That's a great game for them.
All right, one more thing, Dom. Give me your crystal ball. What's going to happen in the Summit League? What's going to happen? I mean, this thing, is there another team that's ready to drop? Or are we going to add another one? What do you think's going to happen?
Honestly, I don't think anybody's going anywhere for a while, guys. The teams that are in it, they're not going anywhere. I really think, though, I think one of those Northern Sun schools, I think they look at, the only other team that possibly may make some sense is Northern Kentucky. It's not too far from Indianapolis. They just moved up to Division I. They play in the Atlantic Sun Conference. There used to be a D2 power. I think they played USD in the championship in women's basketball a few years ago. But that would be one to look at. It's not too far from Indianapolis, and that's why maybe a travel partner would work out. But other than that, I think they're going to be content with the 8. Mm-hmm. I don't see any of the Dakota schools going anywhere.
Well, if I'm Tom Dupel, I'm still handing the friendly leaf to North Dakota and saying, we want you in this league. We love you now.
I think hindsight's 20/20 on that one, boys, but I think you're absolutely right that one is, you know, if they can go back and redo it all over again, they would do it in a heartbeat.
Because
they can just look at USD and how well it's worked out for them.
Because the other ones, they have to make the decision to go D1. And I don't know if they're ready, but I agree. St. Cloud would be the logical choice to say, you know what, now is our chance to get rid of football and move up D1 and get into a conference right away.
And I think behind closed doors, there'd be plenty of Big Sky officials saying, if we can get rid of the trip to Grand Forks, North Dakota, let's do it.
Wow.
I really do.
Wow.
That's just... I have no information on that, but I just you.
But don't they fly into Fargo and then they can watch the 10 o'clock sports?
Well,
with you?
Know, hey, I assume everyone would do that, you know. But I just think that's my gut feeling on
it
that.
It is a
there.
Given when you're in Fargo, you
no
watch
doubt.
The 10 o'clock sports with Dom Izzo. I mean, it's what you do.
That's the hip thing to do, is what I've been told.
So. Dom, good stuff. Thanks for the time. I know you're a busy guy, and it's interesting on what's transpired, and we'll certainly be following it all the time.
I always appreciate it, boys. Thanks for the call.
All right, Dom.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Izzo, WDAY Television up in Fargo.